Oh, hi there, Al Dukes here, and we are back in the Matawan home office for another boring podcast with Paul.
Hello.
Paul, it is raining today. You might be able to pick up the pitter-patter of rain as I have my sliding glass window open again.
Overlooking the balcony.
Overlooking a lovely Matawan, New Jersey. Luckily, today, because of the inclement weather, no children playing baseball.
Right. And we were not supposed to record today.
We were not supposed to record today. Because we originally had scheduled a softball game for the Boomer and Geo show.
Mm-hmm.
Just what I love. Softball in Brooklyn at 6 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, that's a great time to me. Because of the rain, we saw the rain was coming a few days earlier. They postponed it till next Wednesday.
Oh, so next Wednesday we're not recording this?
So next Wednesday I'm going to have a problem.
Okay.
All right, Paul. Let me start with some viewer mail, Paul, and some of it has to do with our last week's episode. This is from The Doctor. The Doctor, Paul.
The Doctor of Style?
Just Slick. The Doctor. The serial killer episode was the first time I actually picked up on the sounds of the children playing in the park by your place.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was a hilarious juxtaposition. Topic was right in my wheelhouse. I like that you watch ID. The police coming there. They're coming to get you, Paul. I like that you watch ID Discovery a lot when baseball isn't on. People think I'm weird for my interest in it, but the genre is so popular. Clearly, there's lots of us weirdos out there.
Mm.
That comes from Brian. He calls himself The Doctor on Twitter. What would you do if the cops busted right in now, Paul?
In this door?
In this door in particular. Would you think they were coming for you or me?
You.
Me.
Yeah.
I'd think the same thing. I'd be like, well, they're coming for him. They saw Paul come in here. I'm clean.
I know I didn't do anything.
But they've been surveilling you.
Okay.
And they knew this is where you go on Wednesdays. This comes from Laura Riso. A woman,
female.
Paul. That's right. Hi, Al and Paul. Just listen to the Serial Killer podcast. I have to say, the children screaming in the background was super creepy given the topic.
Yeah.
It was. I did listen. I have not listened to many of the podcast episodes.
Uh-huh. Why would you?
Normally, I would when I would go to the gym, but then when I had hernia surgery in December, I wasn't going to the gym.
Mm.
Then I started doing just push-ups in here.
Okay.
So I wasn't listening.
Okay.
But this week, I went to the gym for the first time. And I put on the podcast, and I did hear children in the background.
Yeah.
Not terribly loud.
Right.
But while talking about serial killers.
Like they could have been locked in a cellar.
Right.
Yeah.
Like we did this show while having children locked up. Yeah, it was a little strange. Daniel Patino checking in. Oh, hi, Alan Paul. Still waiting on the Things That Make You Feel Old episode that I pitched. I live in the suburbs of Jersey and just called the cops on what ended up being four scrawny kids back from college. Their sketchy car was parked outside my house and they were being loud.
Mm.
I was the creepy old guy peeking through the window wondering what these kids were up to at 1 a.m. on a Monday. I'm 34. Would you have made the same phone call?
Hmm. So they were affecting his sleep, I assume.
1 a.m., they're out in front of his house, they're in a car, a couple of scrawny, what appear to be older teens.
I would call the cops.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I don't like the way, like, when you call the cops, they'll go, and what is your name?
What's it matter?
Yeah, I'm calling in a complaint.
Right.
What does it matter where I live?
Yeah.
And what my name is?
Yeah.
I don't need you telling the kids.
Right.
Imagine, like, you call the cops on the kids, right? They're outside of your apartment, Paul. And the cops come and you're looking out the window. They're like, Paul, a guy who lives here, called me. No, he's got to be one of these,
like,
right here.
You're looking out the window and you see the cop point to your house.
Yeah. That guy right in there.
He shines a flashlight. You can see your eyes like a cat in the
He
night.
Needs you to be quiet. That guy over there.
Now, I told you when I used to call on the noisy neighbors in my old apartment.
Right.
The cops asked for my phone number.
All right.
And they would kind of, we could set up, okay, as soon as they get loud, give me a call.
Okay.
Like a direct line to this police officer. Yeah.
What town was this in?
Palm Harbor.
Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did they have their own police force or was it
probably?
Clearwater?
No. Palm
or Pinellas. It was Pinellas County
cops. Yeah.
Yes. So we got a relationship going.
You did.
Yeah.
And did it ever work where you were able to call and the cop responded immediately and shut him down?
And they were doing it on their own. Maybe it was more of a, they wanted to get these kids.
The cops did.
Yeah, they would. I wouldn't even call. Like, there'd be certain days where I'm like, forget it. I'm not even going to bother. And they would, I would hear them knocking on the door.
Really?
Saying, we see a young girl on your porch to these kids. And yeah. And
they were trouble.
Oh, yeah. They were big trouble.
Do you consider yourself a good neighbor now? You know, as you're older, do you think you're quiet?
I absolutely do.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah.
Like if you're playing music loudly, do you ever think, this might be a little loud for in here?
Never play any music anymore.
You don't. Yeah. What about your TV? You have the big surround sound system, Paul?
I don't have a surround system. No. But yeah, I mean, I guess it could be considered loud, but I turn it off at a certain.
You do.
Yeah.
Do you still hear your neighbors next door to you in the bedroom?
I do. I hear like banging.
Mm-hmm. Sexual banging?
Not sexual banging, just like, I don't know what that is. I wish I knew what was going on over there. If it was drawers, closets, banging. Right. I just can't figure it out because that noise doesn't come from my place.
Right, and it's consistent, so it's not like they're hanging something on the wall, and once it's hung, you'll never hear the banging again.
Right, yeah. I just imagine their bed has one of those drawers underneath, and that they're just slamming it shut constantly.
Right. So every time they open it, they slam it shut.
That's what I imagine in my head. I don't know what it is, though.
Douche, douche, douche.
And I don't know who's living there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know the woman has a son that looks a little sketchy.
Mm-hmm. He looks like trouble.
He looks like he's probably a drug addict.
Really?
Or he dabbles in that stuff, and that he works at the Wawa as a gas station attendant.
All right.
I've seen him there.
You have?
Yeah.
And you think maybe he's doing drug deals there?
I don't know what's going on. He seems like a nice enough guy when I've gotten him as the pumper person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does he know you as his neighbor?
Don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen you around. You're not the one calling the cops on me, are you?
I have never called the cops on him. He just looks sketchy.
All right. Let's see. Andy Sukoff. Yes, Paul. Andy Sukoff checking in. Got an idea for a podcast. I don't know if you've done it already, but I thought of it yesterday. Bad habits that are hard to break. Examples: biting your fingernails, popping your chewing gum, eating with your mouth open. Do we do that one already?
We haven't. We've had the addictions podcast on our list for a while.
Okay. What did we have on that list? That was addictions.
Smoking and drugs and drinking and then simple things like cracking your knuckles and things like that. But I don't know. I just
never struck us.
Yeah. Do you?
It didn't really strike me fully. Right. We're not that desperate yet. We'll probably get there.
We might be. Yeah.
Probably get there. Let's go to the Instagram real quick for one or two. Mikey Martino. I was in an Uber this weekend going from Asbury Park to Long Branch, and as soon as I got in the car, I smelled hot dogs. The whole ride was filled with stale hot dog stench. It made me think if this was similar to the smell people have when they go to your home.
Maybe. I've only smelled the hot dogs that one time.
Right.
And then you told me that your girlfriend smells it all the time.
Gina says everything in here smells like hot dogs.
Right.
She'll pick up a throw blanket, a towel for the shower.
Right.
Everything she thinks smells like hot dogs.
Yeah. I wonder if that one time I smelled it, you had cooked something different than you normally do.
Not likely. I'm like, I'm a serial killer, Paul, and I cook the same things every single day. And then one final note from Instagram about our last podcast on serial killers. This comes from Noah. He says, come on, man. Love the podcast. Highlight of my work week. But you mixed up the Jewish serial killers. Joel Rifkin killed like 10 hookers. And Joel Steinberg is the one who beat his wife and their kid.
Okay.
So Joel Steinberg was the one mixed up with Hedda Nussbaum.
Right. Okay.
Joel Rifkin was a legit serial killer.
And he took care of prostitutes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
He went that easy way out, which we've talked about with the prostitutes, and that they're often away from their families. Or
and Joel Rifkin was Jewish, this person is saying?
According to this gentleman.
Okay, because David Berkowitz, I assume that's a Jewish last name.
Not sure.
Okay, but that was another serial killer in New York, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I did listen back to that podcast, and you said you had hoped he was a Mets fan.
I did, yeah. No, I thought it would be funny to bring that up.
As a yeah. As he's being led to prison, he's in a Mookie Wilson jersey.
Oh, but it would seem like that would be perfect for the Mets fans. Like, that's, right. You know, like famous Mets fans.
Right.
Yeah, David Berkowitz.
Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock, yeah. David Berkowitz.
Chris Rock.
I see him in Mets gear a lot.
Huh. He does not look like an athletic person.
And he also doesn't look like the type that would be a big sports fan either.
Right.
Like, he seems like he'd be into doing other things rather than waste your time with baseball.
A nerdy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Seinfeld, Kevin James. They seem like, let's watch the Mets.
Right.
Chris Rock would be like, I'd rather go out somewhere. Do something.
Hang out. Yeah.
Try my stand-up.
Right.
Practice stand-up somewhere.
I know he goes to Knicks games too, right? Like, he's yes. on the floor of the Knicks games.
Cause, he is.
Yeah.
Free Knicks tickets.
Must be nice, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul, what is today's podcast topic?
I don't know what we're calling this one.
I think we're going to call this one, we're going to also call Serial Killers.
Okay.
But we're going to spell it like breakfast cereal.
Right.
One
of my Very favorite clever. Albums, right?
Yes, a band called Too Much Joy that we loved in the 90s.
Yeah.
One of their first albums that we got into was called Serial Killers.
Yeah.
Spelling cereal. What kind of neighborhood do I live in?
What Someone's as bad as mine.
What's going on here? Must be a lot of rowdy teens around and people are calling the cops on them. So we just thought it would be fun, Paul, to see on our list of podcast topics, serial killers into serial killers.
Right, yeah. And this will also be like the slash the breakfast episode?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the serial killers slash breakfast episode.
So I'm going to warn everyone ahead of time. That's one of the... I can't pronounce that word.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
The K throws you off.
It does. It doesn't go right.
You see that F in the middle, and you want to get right to it.
I think so.
And you'll go breakfast.
Breakfast.
Breakfast. Breakfast.
It's anyway, and I'm trying to think about what to say here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough to concentrate on that
that term. You know, Paul, Webster's defines breakfast.
That's usually my way of starting this.
Your thing. Way to start off. So how are you hoping to start off? Are we going to discuss, we're going to discuss all sorts of breakfast items?
Yeah. So I thought we'd start with cereals.
Cereals. Yeah. That way we can keep calling this the Serial Killers podcast.
Right.
What did you, as a child, did you have one, like what's your earliest memory of cereal?
You know, I was saying as a child, I ate all types of sugary cereals, right?
yeah exactly. Do you think our parents just didn't know better back then?
Well, it did say the commercial, we brought this up once before,
yeah,
it is part of a nutritiously balanced breakfast,
right?
Yeah,
and with vitamins and minerals.
Right,
they would somehow throw in vitamins and minerals into the sugary cereals.
Well, like they would have oats that has some type of mineral,
right
but when they would picture the show you the part of the balanced breakfast,
yeah,
it would be a bowl of cereal plus an orange plus, you know,
toast,
milk, and yeah, exactly,
a bowl of fruit,
right?
And like part of a very well balanced breakfast,
a multivitamin on the side.
It is part of a balanced breakfast. This is the bad part. This is the part that's throwing off the balance. Right.
The scale.
Yeah. Did you have a go-to one, or you like to try various cereals?
I like to try various ones, but I would always go back to the classic Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one I started eating when I got a little bit older.
Okay.
Like in college.
19.
Yeah, 19. Oh, okay. I used to love that Lucky Charms. But that was one of those cereals to me where you could just eat bowls and bowls of Lucky Charms. It was so lightweight.
Okay.
Right? And you
yeah.
put the milk in it and still, like, it just seemed light.
I don't know about that. I mean, that's something I could eat dry.
Really?
Yeah.
No milk.
I could just go pick out the marshmallows.
Oh. And then your brothers go to...
just nothing but oats.
Nothing but oats. A very well-balanced breakfast.
Unlucky at that Charms, point. Yeah.
Yes, those that you've gotten the Unlucky Charms.
I see they have... now. The all marshmallow Lucky Charms boxes.
Yeah.
That
would
juice. You eat that?
I will. Well, not now because it's like, that's got to be horrendous for you.
If I want to lose a toe, I might want to
get the gout
from
eating Lucky Charms. I was, my very first cereal that I was into as a kid was Fruity Pebbles, which I could not imagine eating now.
Right.
Like nowadays, if I were to, even when I got, even when I was like, say, in college, once I was no longer a child, I didn't find the fruity, the artificial flavored fruity cereals all that intriguing.
Right.
Right. So like Trix, the Fruity Pebbles, anything multicolored.
Okay.
I was not really into.
Yeah. I hear you.
But as a kid, Fruity Pebbles, man, I would like eat that nonstop.
I did like a Fruity Pebble, yeah.
My mother would just give me that as often as I wanted. Right. Then I think I may have done Cocoa Pebbles.
Never like, that's too chocolatey.
Very chocolatey. Yeah. It would like destroy the milk that was in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if you you brought up Fruity Pebbles, Trix.
Mm-hmm.
We've brought up Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms.
There's an inordinate amount of cereal commercials that revolved around someone stealing or someone trying to steal the cereal.
Oh, all
if
right.
If you remember.
From the kid?
Oh, Barney was always trying to steal the Fruity Pebbles from Fred for some reason. I never understood why Barney could not just buy a box of
Fruity Pebbles. Or Fred, give him a bowl.
Right. There's always a fight about it.
They would fight over the Fruity Pebbles.
He would be chasing him.
Okay.
Trix the Rabbit was always trying to steal the bowl of cereal from the children.
Oh, right.
And they wouldn't let him have it.
Right.
It always bothered, like, let's just...
Give the rabbit some tricks.
A bowl of freaking cereal. Right. It's a whole box you have.
Right.
Yeah.
They didn't want the rabbit stealing their tricks.
And then the leprechaun would always try to prevent the children from stealing the Lucky Charms.
Oh, so he was...
Trying to get away with the bowl.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And then was the Coke... Crazy for Cocoa Puffs? Was that guy? Was that animal trying to steal cereals?
I think he was just—he just went crazy for the Cocoa Puffs. So they wanted to keep it away from him
because when he would eat it, he'd go nuts.
Right.
And what about that Toucan Sam? What was his cereal?
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops.
He just led the children. He was helpful.
He led the children to the Fruit Loops.
Yeah. Follow my nose.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
All this was conveyed in a 30-second.
Pretty
TV
crazy,
ad.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Captain Crunch, did you eat that as a child?
You know, I never really... I had Captain Crunch one time in my life.
Uh-huh.
And I had a good experience with it.
Okay.
I don't know why I'd never found that interesting as a kid.
I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
I had a box as well.
It once? Used,
yeah. It cuts up your mouth.
Oh, it's sharp.
It just... Yeah, you would be like, this is not worth it.
Even with the milk.
Right. It's very... Yeah, especially when you first started eating it.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Before it got really soggy,
yeah,
it would be like a dagger in your mouth.
Yeah. Right, because you don't let cereal sit.
You can't. As a kid, you want it immediately.
Right, you pour it on there.
Right.
You want it to break down a little bit.
Yeah.
And so, Captain Crunch was two different things, right? It was a regular cereal colored item and like a red item.
They had different
kinds.
They had different types of boxes.
Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
All right.
You're right. And there was also, you won't remember this, but the Smurfberry Crunch.
I don't remember that one.
That was my favorite cereal growing up. Smurfs were very popular.
Very popular. They
took those off the market after a while.
After the Smurfs were no longer popular?
Yeah.
They're like, let's get this out of here.
It was sad.
Was it a blue cereal, like a Smurf?
Multicolored? Yeah.
It was one of those multicolored. Now, you mentioned Lucky Charms. Did you like their sister brands, the Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and the hard-to-find Boo Berry?
I did like Frankenberry.
Yeah, strawberry one, right?
Yeah, did not like the chocolate. I do not like
the
chocolate.
The Count Chocula was very similar to the Cocoa Pebbles.
That's
for
right,
you.
Yeah.
Too chocolatey.
And Boo Berry, like you said, was too hard to find.
Very hard.
Yeah. Now I see it like every time around Halloween.
Yeah.
At Target has it.
Yeah, they break all of them out.
And I'm like, huh, I would like to try that, but then...
The blueberry.
Yeah.
And you're like, do I really want to eat blueberry cereal?
Right.
Probably not.
Honeycombs was another big cereal for me as a kid. Did you like Honeycombs?
I did not like Honeycombs.
The Honeycomb Hideout.
That was just a cereal that tasted like honey?
It was looked like a honeycomb, like a piece of honeycomb was broken off.
Oh, like with a beehive sort of situation?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Did that have that bear, or was that sugar or something?
Sugar Smacks was a frog.
Sugar Smacks was a frog, right.
There could have been a bear with honeycomb.
Yeah. I think there was a bear, which would make sense because bears, back then in our cartoons, bears would grab things of honey.
Right. Winnie from the Pooh. Bees. Would,
yeah, Winnie the Pooh, the gang leader among them. Sugar Smacks, that just legitimately just called it sugar. Like, this cereal is sugar.
It's smacked with sugar.
Yeah. There is no doubt about. Do not even look at the nutritional label, which we didn't have. That was only within the last probably decade, right? Where we would get nutritional labels for
things. I guess so, yeah. You're right. I had no idea how much sugar was in
a box
of cereal.
Nope. You didn't know what a serving size was?
No idea.
You would get ingredients.
Okay.
I think they still had those back then.
Right.
But it wasn't like, you know, this thing's 900 calories for 53 straight bowls.
Your daily allowance of sugar for the week.
Yeah. You just had it by 7 a.m.
Right. Did you like Cheerios as a kid?
I did not really eat it as a kid, but it is my go-to cereal now.
Okay. As a kid, maybe there was a sale on it. My mom would buy it for us. And I'd be like, well, there's no sugar in this
thing. There's nothing.
So my mom would take tablespoons of sugar and put it on top of the...
Right.
Yeah.
The Cheerios.
Yeah. So I would be basically eating sugar on top of cereal.
I know my mother did that with Rice Krispies.
Okay. Yeah,
because was nothing.
It's plain.
It was plain.
There's nothing to it.
You sprinkle a little sugar, all of a sudden it's like all those other cereals.
Right. And then when you get the bottom of the bowl and you're just scraping wet sugar.
Sludge.
Yeah.
The Cheerio to me is really the kind of the circle of life of cereals, right? Because we give Cheerios to babies with even no teeth because they'll just
evaporate in your mouth.
Yeah, they'll just keep it sogged. So we give it to very early children. We give it to regular children. Mm-hmm. I eat it as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You imagine that once you become like 90 years old.
Okay.
And you no longer have your adult teeth, you're probably, Cheerios is one of those things you can eat. I feel like they've targeted every particular age group that's alive.
So it's like those games when they say, from 1 month to 100 years.
Right.
So that's what Cheerios.
That's what Cheerios
does. Age range, yeah.
Yeah. When you have no teeth, then when your teeth leave you, still Cheerios.
Okay.
That would be my commercial.
Okay.
I'd have a really old person with no teeth feeding a baby Cheerios.
Okay.
And then another like adult walking by eating a bowl.
This is the second time I mentioned this when I was talking about selfies.
Yeah.
I think last week I said that where I could do one of those things where from one age all the way up to, so that's what it should be, a guy or a little baby eating Cheerios and they just, at the end he dies in his milk.
Yeah. He face plants right into the milk.
At 100 years old.
Yeah. And just all the Cheerios
all
stacked up over the years what he's had to have.
Now at some point growing up, milk stopped agreeing with me.
Oh, lactose intolerant, Paul.
So I just really stopped eating cereal.
All right.
I did try putting Lactaid milk on my cereal.
Yeah, how did that go?
That is not the same, right?
It is not.
No. It's like you're basically pouring like water on top of cereal.
Yeah, it is not the same.
It's pretty gross.
What about like a skim milk?
Yeah, just no.
I do now. I have Cheerios with almond milk.
Ugh. See, almond milk is too sweet for me.
You get the regular unsweetened.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't really taste like anything.
Okay.
But I do like it in Cheerios. Like, it doesn't turn me off from the cereal.
Okay.
In fact, I'm not even sure if I put skim milk in it or almond milk, I would know the difference.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I will have to revisit my thinking of cereal.
Please do. Grab your favorite cereal and get yourself a unsweetened regular almond milk.
Okay.
Squirt that right in there.
Wheaties.
Yeah, Wheaties.
As we know, was always famous for having, you know, athletes on their cereal box. Bruce Jenner,
decathlon winner.
When he was a man.
When he was a man, yes.
Yeah, he was on the box. And he always had like World Series winners and athletes of that nature.
Champions, Paul.
Yeah. I looked up who was the weirdest cover athlete.
All right.
On a Wheaties box. So I'll tell you a name here.
Okay.
Denny Brower.
Denny Brower?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with
what
him.
What sport he may have been?
Discus.
No. He was Angler of the Year in 1998.
Was an angler.
Fisherman.
Really?
Yeah.
He was on a Wheaties box.
Yeah.
with a rod and reel.
I think he was holding up a bass fish.
Your dad must have loved that. Like, this finally a cereal.
Finally a cereal speaks to me.
Speaking to me. Let's get a couple of these boxes.
Hey, it didn't look particularly in shape.
No?
No.
I always feel like the Wheaties tried to be like a collector's edition. Like when they would put like the basketball dream team that won that Olympics.
Yeah, I do have a, I did have a box of cereal.
You did?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers one.
When they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And how long did you hang on to that for?
I don't know. It could be somewhere still in
could be in a box.
My parents' house.
Being eaten by mice right now. Right? As mice find their way to the cereal.
You never kept anything like that? I could have sworn you had something like that.
Not that I do remember buying a box. I probably eventually got rid of it.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I had, though.
A collector's edition of like Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, something like that. But Wheaties was in that category of healthy, what we definitely perceived as healthy cereals.
For sure, yeah.
Did you ever try to be like, I'm going to eat, let me try some of these healthy cereals.
Right.
Like Wheaties had nothing on it.
Right. No, it was gross.
Right.
Right.
Very gross. But did you ever, even as a kid think, did you ever buy into the Wheaties? I'm going to eat this Wheaties. It's not full of sugar. Mm-hmm. I will be a champion.
It's going to give me energy.
Yeah.
That I need to get through my day.
Vitamins, energy.
Yeah. But then you're like, ugh.
You tried it.
Right.
Like, this sucks.
Give this to dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what else would you put in that category of Wheaties?
Cornflakes, right? Just plain cereal.
Yeah. Grape Nuts,
right?
I always felt like Grape Nuts was one of those where they tried to make it seem like this is health in a bowl,
right?
Grape Nuts.
I was gonna say there's cereals that they advertise to promote like bowel health,
right? Yes,
like it's a brand type cereal.
Yes.
Was it like Brand 19 or something like
that?
Yeah. Special K.
They aim that at women now.
Okay.
Like keep a slim figure, try Special K.
Like that's a replacement for a meal. Like
yes.
Yeah. But like Grape Nuts, you're right, was, if you remember when we were growing up, John Denver promoted that.
I do not remember that. John Denver, the country singer.
And it looked good. He was like, oh, this is not only healthy for you, it tastes good too. And
right.
I tried it. It was really disgusting.
And hard and crunchy.
Oh, like. Yeah. Let me just leave this in the milk for an hour and come back to it. And it was still like really crunchy.
It might soften up.
Yeah.
Total was a cereal.
Oh, yeah.
That said, if you eat a bowl of Total, it was like taking a multivitamin.
Okay.
Like you would hit 100% with like vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
It had everything in a bowl.
Okay.
But again, like the Wheaties, it was just
gross.
Nothing there.
Yeah. Even if you put sugar on top of that?
Well, if you sprinkled the sugar, that was different.
Do you think cereal is one of the worst foods to eat on a date?
On a date?
Yeah.
Like you order a cereal?
Right. Like you're on your third date.
Right.
Like something casual.
You're at a diner.
Right.
You get a cereal with milk.
A bowl of cereal?
Yeah. It's
dripping down your chin. Yeah.
Yeah. How is that we can't stop the the dripping from the spoon down the side of your mouth, down the chin?
Did you like a Raisin Bran?
I tried to like a Raisin Bran. I tried to buy in where I felt like this is a healthier cereal. And the raisins make it a little more interesting than just bran cereal.
I did like a Raisin Bran because the raisin itself had sugar. It was coated in sugar.
Right.
Yeah. So it was. And I don't generally like raisins, mm-hmm. but I did like it.
You did like it covered.
Yeah.
There was another cereal around at the time that I was eating for a long time that I thought was very healthy, and it was called Basic Four.
Okay.
But in reality, it was not a healthy cereal at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the flakes, I think, were kind of coated with something.
Okay.
The raisins in that one were coated in vanilla. They called it yogurt, but it was really like vanilla chocolate. It was delicious. It had almonds in it.
Uh-huh.
Made you think, like, this is healthy.
I'm getting a lot of nutrients.
Definitely getting nutrients, right. But it was not very good.
I see, like, healthier cereals now. Like, they sell them. There's, like, always, like, a monkey on the cover.
Oh, yeah, like in Whole Foods?
Yeah. Doesn't seem very appealing to me.
Right.
But yeah. Even if I was a child.
Yes.
To have a monkey, I don't know.
A generic monkey in a tree.
Like an actual monkey. It's not a
Oh, it's not a cartoon.
Monkey. Right.
A real monkey.
Right. Like if it had like one of those Italian guys grinding something and then the monkey was going crazy.
Right.
Like, yeah, that might be fun to
But eat. This is just a boring monkey.
Right. And they never really got a celebrity cartoon character. Like, I guess outside of Fred Flintstone.
Right.
To really endorse a...
Yeah, he was the only one.
Yeah.
Like none of these other cartoons.
Right. You would think that they would get it. Like, let's get this, you know, Smurfberry Crunch.
Right.
I bought into that. But...
going on a Captain Caveman cereal.
Maybe there's a SpongeBob SquarePants cereal I don't know about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez, what is going on here?
I don't know where you live, Paul. Oh, we're at my home. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, very few. So like The Simpsons, why aren't they endorsing a cereal? They're a cartoon.
Right. Family Guy cereal?
Family Guy would be nice.
We've talked to about avocado toast on many of these podcasts as something that's attributed to millennials for inventing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you only know millennials are a big market now.
Yes.
And why wouldn't they try, like, cereal makers jump on a bandwagon to get millennials and, like, make a laundry pod cereal?
Ooh.
One that looks like a Tide Pod.
Yeah.
And just put it in a bowl.
Mini-looking Tide Pods in a bowl for millennials.
Yeah.
It's healthy cereal.
Right.
But it looks like you're eating a Tide Pod.
Yeah, you don't have to... The adverse health effects
are gone because it's not a real Tide Pod.
Right.
It's a cereal version.
Maybe they could do that.
That would be nice. Or like, you know, we had Cinnamon Toast Crunch growing up. Mm-hmm. Why not Almond Toast Crunch for millennials?
Oh, okay.
Or not almond.
Avocado.
Avocado.
Yeah.
Toast Crunch. The millennial cereal.
Do you think weather affects what you have for breakfast?
I don't...
I would say in the winter,
it
seems like oatmeal is more appropriate to have.
Yes.
But the idea of having oatmeal in the morning in July seems kind of insane.
I can go for a hot oatmeal.
Okay, cool. Let's head to the beach today. But first, let's have some porridge.
I have had oatmeal in like on vacation in like Arizona.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why, but you're right. It does not seem to go.
No, it does. A cold cereal makes sense.
Yes.
But like when it's January... Have a nice warm bowl of oatmeal.
Yeah, that does sound lovely.
Hearty. Yeah.
A cereal that for me seemed like it should have been awesome based on the name, but I feel like did not live up to the hype. Because I could actually remember asking my mother to get this from the store and her coming home with it.
Mm-hmm.
Me being super excited to have it, pouring a bowl and eating it. Cookie Crisp.
Okay.
Did not taste like cookies.
Yeah, never did anything for me either.
They looked like mini cookies.
Yeah.
But did not...
translate.
Did not translate.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was very... But I think it's still a cereal.
I think so. It's so rare I go down that cereal aisle.
Yeah, it's crazy now if you go... It's the whole aisle.
I mean, yeah, and they're like $5 a box. It's not a cheap item.
Yeah, even for Cheerios.
That's why I don't even look at it anymore.
It's you're no longer a customer.
No. They've lost me as a customer.
But I think like now Oreos has a cereal.
Really?
Reese's has a cereal.
I do know Reese's Puffs is a cereal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they're really now those name brands are jumping on the cereal
situation. Like a Charleston Chew?
That would be great. Put your cereal in the freezer.
What do you normally eat for breakfast now during the work week?
Oh, during the work week, I have a very specific... eating habits, Paul. I have a bowl of Cheerios, one cup which I measure out.
Okay.
And with a half a cup which I measure out of almond milk.
You eat that here at your apartment?
I'll eat that here real fast.
Okay.
I'll woof it down.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll take a coffee with me to work.
Okay.
Then when I get to work, I have one banana.
Okay.
And then an hour later, I have plain oatmeal.
Okay.
But then I pour... 1 teaspoon of maple syrup on it and mix it.
Mm.
And then for my final piece of breakfast at 7:30.
Well, this is a course menu here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I spread it out. I will have a Fiber One bar with fake peanut butter on it.
Okay.
Like I make that powdered peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to real peanut butter.
Yeah.
Which is very fattening.
Okay.
And that's my breakfast. Very complicated.
So a lot of calories there, I would think, if you add them all up.
Right? Well, a Cheerio's not bad for one cup.
Uh-huh.
A banana's nothing really.
Okay.
the oatmeal is really very little.
Mm-hmm.
That fiber one bar with the fake peanut butter, that's a hit.
Okay.
That's probably the most devastating hit of the day.
And you were telling me how drowsy you were coming home from work. I wonder if it's just from eating so many meals. It's like...
Your body's like, you should be eating now.
Right.
You eat every hour.
Well, your body's like, well, you've eaten breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Time for bed.
You're done.
Do you have a scheduled breakfast thing yourself?
I don't.
Not like that?
No.
Hmm.
I just eat Greek yogurt.
Yeah, I remember asking you about this in the past. It seemed like you had very little food in your system, which
yeah,
I don't understand.
Still fat, though. No, I think it's once I get home, it's a free-for-all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the morning, do you eat anything before you leave for work?
No.
Really?
Yeah. I'll get my coffee and then...
Do you make a coffee?
I don't.
You go get it somewhere.
Right. And then I'll bring
every
it.
Morning? Is it chaos? It's got to be chaos in those coffee places, I think.
I order ahead.
And you just go pick it up.
Yeah. Today, first time at Dunkin' Donuts, I went there. All that was at the to-go waiting area mm-hmm. was a receipt with my name on it.
Someone took your... coffee?
Yeah, I was very afraid of that, and they just forgot to move it from the counter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it was there, luckily.
It was.
So you get a coffee, you get to work then.
Right, and then I'll have a, is it Fahi?
Yeah.
Greek yogurt?
Mm-hmm.
Plain, 0%.
Really?
Yeah. And I eat that.
That's it?
That's it.
Until lunch?
Until lunch, yes.
Aren't you starving?
No, fine. Oh, I'm drinking water and have a big coffee.
Okay.
So it's a lot of things in my system.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Then you don't need to get... So your breakfast is Faji yogurt plain with a Dunkin' Donut coffee.
Or a Starbucks.
Or a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was thinking, could I mix, you know, this plain yogurt with cereal?
Right.
Is that something I could do?
That does seem like something.
But it wouldn't get soggy at all, right? I would
probably
assume.
Probably not. Yeah. Like, what would you mix it with?
Like, if I had, like, a grape nut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even, like, a Rice Krispies would go in there.
Mm.
Right? Because it's plain.
Right.
Crunchy.
Yeah.
I feel like it should be a little sweet.
Yeah, I could do this.
I think you could do that.
Yeah. I told you I was mixing in raisins,
mm-hmm.
plain raisins into my yogurt.
And what happened to that plan?
I got a little bored with it.
Yeah. You ran out of raisins one time, you never went back,
right,
and that was
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But they do say that for weight loss and stuff, eating your larger meals early in the day.
Oh, so I'm doing it the wrong way.
Yeah, like if you're coming home and it's a free-for-all and then you're shortly later going mm-hmm. to bed, that's where I think people get in trouble.
Okay. So like it's like a pyramid kind
yeah.
of thing.
But reverse the pyramid. So the base, yeah. the most amount of food you're having is in the morning.
I gotcha.
You give your body a chance to... burn it off, as
yeah.
they say, when you're sitting at your desk,
no.
burning it off.
I was thinking when you mix in like the cereal with the yogurt, that's a parfait.
Oh, that may be a parfait.
No, I was reading a parfait as a dessert.
Oh.
It's whipped cream and fruits and oats.
Oh.
So.
I thought a parfait, like you said, it was yogurt with something thrown in
me
it.
Me too.
Like a Rice Krispie.
Yeah. A lot of people are on the go when they're eating
yes.
breakfast in the morning.
Very hard to eat on the go, people say.
What's the best thing to eat while driving?
Mm, a granola bar.
Yeah,
some
Cliff
sort.
Bar maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although the Cliff Bars, I was eating Cliff Bars.
Me too.
In the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when I was a little heavier.
Heavy fella.
And when I looked, the Cliff Bar is not great for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's small and not all that filling for the hit you're going to take with sugars
right.
and fats and all that stuff.
Yeah, you're right. It's not, it's like, ugh.
It's not that satisfying.
No, not at all. It's like, well, I got that out of the way.
Right. I got out of the way and that was just like 25 grams of sugar.
Right.
Something crazy.
Yeah. And I will, you know, we talk about sub sandwiches I'm eating in the car.
Mm-hmm.
On certain days, I am eating my yogurt in the car.
While driving?
No. When I get to the...
You get to work?
Yeah.
And you're there a little early. You're like, let me have my yogurt.
Chill out. Listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So not only are you eating sub sandwiches in your car, you're eating yogurts as well.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how do you keep your yogurt cool, like in the dead of summer, July? You put that in your car?
Let's just say at the worst, my drive took an hour.
Right.
It's not
terrible.
Not terrible.
All right.
Yeah. How about people that have a protein shake?
Yeah.
For breakfast.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
That seems gross, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's especially like it depends what's in it.
Okay.
Some people make them so that they seem more like actual shakes and not protein shake.
I gotcha.
Yeah, if you put bananas and strawberries.
But I'm sure people are going to the bathroom immediately after having that, right?
Well, I was doing a protein shake situation at different points in my life, and I had the opposite problem. When I would have a protein shake, that protein powder would bind me up.
Oh, really?
Going to the bathroom once every 4 days.
Metrex was binding you up?
Yeah, I think it was Metrex.
Really?
Or any of that. What do they call that powder? I can't think of the...
I'm not sure.
I can't
Joe Weider? A weight gainer? What are you doing?
Building muscle mass?
Right.
That was whey protein.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. Anything that was whey protein, that was killing my stomach.
What is Joe Weider still on the market?
I don't know.
Huh.
Could be dead for all we know.
I bet he's dead.
Joe Weider, you believe? The workout guy?
Yeah, I think so.
His past?
Yeah. Breaking news, everyone.
Sad news to report from the
Joe
podcast.
Weider has died.
Joe Weider has passed away.
Joe Weider had the Muscle and Fitness magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever buy that magazine?
Probably. Or I thought like I'll pick up something.
Right? You look at these guys and they're just freaks of nature.
Right. There's just veins ripping out of their arms.
And here I am, 90 pounds.
Yeah. let me drink this Joe Weider.
Weight gainer. Like, so gross.
What flavor did you want? Oh, they all suck, Joe Weider. So I guess give me the peanut butter.
Do you remember in the comic books they would have like the Charles Atlas?
Yes.
And it was like the kid was getting sand kicked on him.
Yes.
He was bullied.
He was getting bullied.
Yeah. In the 1950s.
And Joe Atlas, if you took his program, he would...
Charles Atlas.
Yeah. He would teach you how to fight people.
No. He was, I think it was a weight gaining.
Oh, he was just going to get you... get you in shape so no one would mess with you.
In the cartoon, the guy lifted weights, it seemed like, for a day. And then he was on the beach beating up this guy.
Wow, one day of workout with Charles Atlas.
It really worked out.
Yeah.
So,
All right.
Meanwhile, the guys in those Muscle and Fitness magazine were all on roids.
Right? Had to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all super jacked up.
Right, allegedly.
They look like pro wrestlers in the roid era.
So I was going to go into now like maybe a diner breakfast.
Ooh, diner breakfast.
Yeah. I think when you go to a diner,
mm-hmm.
it's perfectly acceptable to order breakfast at any time.
Breakfast at any time, yeah. Yes. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Although I generally go with the generic nowadays egg white omelet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I never understand, like, why is an egg white omelet cost more than a regular omelet?
Mm.
Those egg whites are no more expensive than... those egg beaters are real eggs that they're making, right?
Well, I was thinking you were going to, like, the chef at a diner.
Yeah.
He went to the culinary institute.
Yeah. Yes, most chefs.
If you were to take an actual egg
mm-hmm.
and separate the egg white out,
yeah.
you're left with the yolk.
Right.
Which you can use for other things, right?
Right.
So, yeah, you're right. You're saving the part of the egg.
Yeah. I think they're probably using egg whites out of a...
egg beaters?
Yeah, like out of a container.
Okay.
Which I'm sure is just chemicals, really, and not actual from a chicken.
So you should just get a regular egg.
I don't know. I've always been freaked out by the yolk, the yellow part. I don't know. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
But I get that egg whites generally, although I do want the real breakfast, you know, like pancakes.
Okay.
Waffles.
Yeah. Right.
These sorts of things.
Yeah. Do you think a waitress at a diner, it seems like the world has really just crushed them, right?
A lot of down on your luck.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Middle-aged women that.
Right.
I don't know. They give the impression that their husband beats them or beat them and left them.
They've had some trauma.
Some.
Right? You're right. It's like young college-age women that are going to college and they're waitresses.
At this place?
At various places. Diner? At various diners, depending on where.
I would say they're like those women probably at a TGI Fridays.
Oh, okay. You would put them there.
Yeah. Like these women.
Like this was not the game plan.
No. No way.
But you will find some that are very happy to be there.
Sure.
Right?
I do, delusional.
I love a diner waitress.
It's a bad business model for these women.
Right, because it's cheap.
Right, well, like, you sit there for an hour,
mm-hmm.
Another refill. Or,
right.
Yeah, get more me coffee. This. Yeah, and then you get the bill is
$12. $12. Right.
So what are you leaving them? $2.40 tip? Right,
and then she's got to split it with the guy who's cleaning the table.
Right. And, well, like, and a diner manager does not trust the waitress
right
to do the change.
Yes.
Like, right, you have to go to the
yes
register at the
it's
end.
The only establishments where you have waitress service,
yeah,
and you don't pay the waitress.
Meanwhile, you're going to a nice steakhouse that's mm-hmm. you know, you're paying $300 for a meal, and
right,
the manager trusts the waiter,
yes,
to
you're right,
to take care of that.
You're
meanwhile,
right,
he could change the bill up or...
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. I never looked at it like they were untrusting of the waitresses, but that's what it is.
Uh-huh. Like, and then they'll say, like, if you didn't have cash on
right
you, and you'd be like, do you want to include the tip? Yeah. There's no way those women are getting that
tip. You don't
tip.
Think they're saying
no
it.
No way.
I hope they say it, because I never have cash on me.
Right. I feel bad for diner waitresses.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we should probably tip probably more than the traditional 20%,
right.
Yeah.
Right. I always felt like in the years when I couldn't get dates.
Okay.
Years and years.
Yeah.
I always felt like, and maybe I got this from movies,
mm-hmm,
that a diner
let's
waitress would be impressed by me.
So you would be a hero
and
rolling
see
up
me as a knight in shining armor.
Have you ever seen a diner waitress? They're not attractive.
Some very attractive diner waitresses.
Where?
I can't name the diner specifically. But I guarantee you, if you went into any diner, Paul.
Uh-huh.
A crowded diner. You would 100% okay find a waitress that you would, if you were single, would date.
Interested in.
Yeah, you'd be like, that's an attractive waitress.
Yeah, okay.
That's an attractive woman.
Hmm.
You also get older gentlemen as waiters in a diner. Not often.
Right? Yeah, not often. And they must be child molesters.
All right, well.
I can't find any other form of work.
You're right. The thing that doesn't make sense about it is, like you said, you're mostly tipped 20%.
Right.
So you need to work in a place that charges more,
mm-hmm,
than, you know, eggs, a juice, and
right, because you're doing the same amount of work,
right, or more work probably in a diner.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, what type of eggs do you like?
Just egg whites. I'm yeah a big egg okay white kind of a guy.
Scrambled egg whites.
Yeah. I like. I pretend sometimes and get turkey bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, look at me eating healthy.
Yeah. There's hardly any sodium in that. Have you ever had a sunny side up egg?
No.
No.
I'm not even sure what that is. I don't want any egg that's, I think it's raining out there.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of noises yeah out here today. I don't know. That's the one where you see like some of the yolk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I only had that maybe a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Where yeah you dip a piece of toast in the yolk.
You could.
Yeah.
But I never had that in my life before.
And now you like it.
I do.
You have a taste for
yeah
it.
Yeah. I don't, like, I'll see a lot of posts on social media of, like, an egg on top of a burger. Or
yes. I've seen that.
Something, and they're cracking open that egg, like, oh, my God, look at this. And it's like, okay, it's not that great.
Right.
It's good,
mm-hmm,
but it's not that great.
So you see people that love an egg, sunny side egg on
oh
a
yeah
burger.
Uh-huh.
I've seen it on a pizza.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like yeah they put one right in the middle of the pie.
Okay.
Strange.
Yeah, it's good. You might like it.
Yeah, that yellow, I don't know why that egg yolk really throws me off.
Yeah, I know what you're, I had the same aversion to
yeah
it, but it's not a taste to it. It's not
like Gina gets it sometimes, and I find it disgusting when she's dipping a toast in the, ugh.
Because it's really... a baby, right?
It's a baby chick, yeah.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. You would never do that with a real baby.
Well, you might.
Ever.
Yeah. How about a controversial subject?
Ooh.
Do you have eggs with ketchup?
Not always, but sometimes. Sometimes okay. I'm in a ketchup mood.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm in a hot sauce mood.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I'm in a just salt mood.
Uh-huh.
Depends. I know some people get furious if you...
put eggs on...
Yeah, ketchup on eggs.
Or ketchup, yeah.
Are you on I team do. Ketchup?
Yeah.
You
yeah,
do.
Team ketchup, yeah.
But not a, you would never do that to a sunny side egg, right? You can't mix the ketchup in that egg yolk. It'd be disgusting.
Well, if you were having like on an egg yolk on a burger.
Mm-hmm. No, then you would do it. Correct.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Fair enough. How about the famous New Jersey breakfast?
Like the pork roll situation?
Taylor ham pork roll with egg and cheese on a hard roll.
Yeah.
Would you eat that?
I don't like cheese, but I've done.
I don't like cheese. I don't like egg.
Hold the.
And I don't like pork roll.
I have had the pork roll with egg whites, ketchup.
Okay.
On a hard roll.
Okay.
I do like that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Do you call it Taylor ham or do you call it pork roll?
Well, we used to call it Taylor ham growing up. Mm-hmm. My parents used to get it and they would get it sliced super thin.
Okay.
And we'd fry it.
Yeah.
Like super thin and then just pile it high.
Uh-huh.
So I think of that as Taylor ham. When I go to a diner, when it's cut thicker, I think of that as pork roll.
Okay.
I'm not sure. It's the same meat.
Right. Same company.
Yeah.
Yeah. We would never get it sliced by the deli counter like you would get it fancy people.
Yeah, we would get it very fancy.
You would get it from the refrigerated section.
Yeah.
It was a Taylor ham box.
Right.
And you would just fry it up on the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little thicker, though.
For sure.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I've never had it thin in my life.
Oh, man.
I've never lived.
You gotta live. It's great. Your house smells like Taylor ham for 3 weeks after you fry, constantly frying it up.
How about something special to Philadelphia, South Jersey? Scrapple.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what that is.
That's just like pork scraps formed into a log.
Almost like a Spam situation?
It's a dark. It's a very, it, to me, I have like a, is that called a visual aversion to it?
Yeah.
It doesn't look good. It looks like a dark meatloaf.
Really?
And I don't like meatloaf at all.
And they fry that up, right?
Yeah, I've had it one time and it was not for me.
Yeah.
Although I wonder if now, if I had it, I would like it.
Right, your tastes have changed.
My tastes have definitely changed.
You've matured.
Right.
Your tastes have matured.
My palate.
Your palate.
Is, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're like a fine chef, Paul.
That's right.
Your palate has expanded.
How about a buttered roll for breakfast?
Ooh. I definitely had that as a kid.
Yeah, me too.
Buttered roll.
Yeah.
You can still find it's funny now, like if you go to a place to get your, in New Jersey for sure, if you go to a gas station and you go inside, sometimes they have buttered rolls for sale.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was going to say the carts in New York.
They do buttered rolls?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do love a buttered roll.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But that sounds like nothing. I mean, there's nothing redeeming about
nutritionally.
That. Nutritionally. Nothing nutritional.
Yeah. But one of your many breakfasts, you can have a buttered roll, maybe.
Yeah.
Replace
one of my 19 different meals I'm having. Yeah. A buttered roll with poppy seeds.
How about what sides? We'll maybe talk about sides, like bacon or sausage. Do you prefer?
I will go bacon over sausage.
Regular bacon?
Yeah, I would even take regular bacon over sausage.
Yeah, I have tried the turkey bacon.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as good.
It isn't. It's not as crispy.
Right.
It's a little thick.
And it does look weird to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's going on that same grease stove or whatever, or grill as the regular bacon.
I don't think it's that much healthier.
I think you're probably right.
Right.
You're right. And it's filled with sodium.
Right. Although last night we made pizza
at
home and we put turkey pepperoni on top of it.
Is that right?
And it tastes the same to me as pepperoni.
I've never heard of turkey pepperoni.
Oh, yeah.
You just get that in the store.
Yeah, Hormel makes it.
Really?
Yeah.
You're making your own pizzas in that place?
Yeah.
You're flattening the dough yourself?
No. Pillsbury makes dough.
In one of those rolled up cans?
No. It's like a long plastic thing.
Okay.
It's like a fresh dough and it has a piece of paper underneath it that once you put it in the oven, it kind of just comes right off.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
I'm going to try this.
Yeah.
What type of sauce do you use?
There's many different pizza sauces.
In the aisle there?
This one pizza sauce we've been using comes almost like in a ketchup bottle.
Yeah, you squeeze it?
Yeah.
Nice. And you throw your own cheese.
Uh-huh.
And
turkey pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
Yeah.
I might try that one weekend.
And there's times when I'll come home from work as a snack before coming here because I don't eat my dinner until I get home. I'll have some turkey pepperoni.
Just on your own?
Yeah.
Cold?
Yeah.
Thinly sliced?
Well, it
comes sliced already?
It comes sliced. All right. Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
I was having a package recently, and I had a few of them, and then the third one I reached for had mold on it.
Ah, moldy turkey pepperoni.
I was like, okay, this is going in the garbage.
Well, this is done. What about a English muffin? Do you like an English muffin, Paul? With the what do you call those? Like
nooks and crannies.
Yeah, nooks and crannies. Get the butter in there.
Yeah, it's okay.
Nooks and crannies.
Yeah.
All right.
You like it?
I do like an English muffin.
Okay. I was going to ask about hash browns.
Oh, I do like a hash brown.
You do?
I like to kind of look like it's shredded. That's what a hash brown is, right?
I gotcha.
The shredded potatoes. Looking potatoes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're talking about like the hash browns you might get out of McDonald's, where it's like a patty.
Yeah, but different diners have different, you know, they have that shredded one.
Yeah.
I don't like a hash brown.
Really?
No.
The shredded potato?
Yeah, I could do without it. Yeah.
What about the regular when they call them home fries?
Oh, I got what you're saying.
They're like the chopped up regular potatoes.
I consider all that hash browns.
You do? Yeah. Some and various places do call those hash browns.
Okay.
Like when you, if you're not familiar with a breakfast place and they say, do you want hash browns on the side? You're not sure what you're getting.
It could be anything.
Could be any of those.
Yeah. Well, leftover potatoes, basically.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Pancakes.
Love a pancake.
You do?
I occasionally pretend and be like, let me get a whole grain or something.
Oh, God. Oh,
always a terrible move. Yeah, if you're going to get it, just get it.
Right. Your chocolate chip if you want to get it. Yeah.
I will always choose silver dollar pancakes over regular.
That's funny.
I feel like they're more manageable.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Maybe because you can see how many you've eaten so far.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They just seem more like I don't like when they stack like four pancakes on.
Mm-hmm.
I like a thin, and I feel like with the silver dollar you can move them around and eat just one at a time.
There's nothing we've learned from this podcast is that you've like a thinly sliced item.
I like thinly sliced items. For
Taylor
sure.
Ham,
Taylor ham, my bacon.
I always see IHOP is very very crowded.
Yes,
the one by me in Edison, and I did have an IHOP. I built it in my head that, oh, man, it must be so good in there.
Right.
And I went to an IHOP.
What'd you order when you got there? You're like, what am I going to get here?
Well, IHOP now, it's just a free-for-all. Like, they have the regular pancakes, chocolate chip pancakes, blueberry pancakes, red velvet pancakes. Right. It goes a little crazy.
Carrot cake pancakes, yeah.
And it was not as good. It's just so gross.
Did not live up to the hype that you had in your head.
For sure.
All these people piling into the IHOP.
Yeah.
Not so great.
No, didn't do it for me.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
French toast? Do you like a French toast?
I used to like French toast until I saw that it was dipped in egg first.
Oh, really?
I don't like that.
Okay.
I will choose that last.
Yeah?
Yeah, like it goes behind pancakes, waffles.
Uh-huh.
But you're a big French toast guy.
Yeah.
Powdered sugar.
Powdered sugar. I had
syrup.
Sure. In Los Angeles, we went to a French toast place.
A specialty place.
Well, no, it was just on the menu. It had Nutella in the middle.
Oh, see, that sounds good.
It was really good.
I do like anything.
Bananas and strawberries.
Yeah. I do like anything with Nutella involved.
That's a new item for me in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Within the past however long I've been with my girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You've recently discovered Nutella.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have it as a kid.
I didn't have it as a kid either. I don't know why our parents didn't. Maybe it wasn't around back then.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just in Italy.
How about chicken and waffles?
I like the idea of that. I've never had that.
I've had it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put the syrup on the chicken as well?
Yeah.
Really?
I guess it's all right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like the idea of that.
Okay.
When I see it, I'm like, I'm going to get this chicken and waffles one of these times.
How are we doing on time?
How much time we got? Oh, 58 minutes, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, I'll skip around here.
Okay.
I was going to bring up how, we've talked about coffee.
Yes, we did a whole podcast.
Yeah, but people might be want to know that you grind up your own coffee beans.
I do grind my own coffee beans.
Yeah, I've seen you do it here.
Yeah.
After we get done recording a podcast.
Yeah. Ideally, Paul, you want to grind them right before you make the coffee.
Yeah.
But in an apartment, I don't feel like it's proper neighbor etiquette to grind, because that grinder's loud.
Okay.
I don't want to be grinding coffee at 2:30 in the morning. I do find a difference in the coffee.
The taste.
Yeah. A fine taste. My coffee palate, Paul's, really enjoys its grind itself.
Let's see. I was going to bring up, there was a coffee where they make the fancy designs.
Oh,
yeah. Did you ever say that's a cappuccino?
Yes.
They'll make it with the steamed milk.
Yes.
It's usually like a flower.
Mm-hmm. Or a leaf of some sort. Right.
I feel like if I was getting it,
yeah,
the barista could just make a picture of a toilet with the steam milk.
Because
that's where I'll end up.
Yeah. Oh, put a picture of a toilet in my steamed milk, because that's where I'm heading right now. Yeah, any of those coffee drinks that are heavy with the milk,
mm-hmm.
trouble. Oh, that is trouble.
For sure, yeah.
That's a bathroom situation waiting to happen.
I was going to bring up the Starbucks situation with the bathroom.
What do you mean?
Like in Philadelphia, those guys wanted to use the bathroom
at
a Starbucks, and they weren't buying anything.
Right, so the employee
kicked them out.
Kicked them out, called the cops or something. Yes, very controversial.
So now they're going to close the store coming up on May 29th. Like, I feel like that's blown over.
Right.
And now they're going to close the stores.
And bring it back up.
Right.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. That did, like, if you were going to close the store for employee training,
mm-hmm.
you had to do that week.
That day, the next day.
Like, yeah.
Get it over with.
You're right. Now it's going to be like, why are they closing the store? Oh, yeah. Remember they arrested those racists. Guys?
Yeah, I forgot. I just wanted to say I went to a Starbucks in Philadelphia mm-hmm. once to go to use the restroom.
Right.
I was buying something.
You were.
But someone was using the restroom at this particular Starbucks.
Yes.
So I waited, and out walked, it was a homeless man
mm-hmm.
and a dog.
With a dog.
They were using the bathroom at Starbucks.
Right.
So it's not, wouldn't call Starbucks racist.
Right. That Starbucks not racist at all.
No, I would just think it was maybe the situation.
One rogue employee.
Right. But they allowed a dog to go in there.
Right.
The guy was not blind. He was a younger guy.
Right. He had a dog. He just happened to have a dog.
Yeah.
And they let him use the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's tough, those places where that have just public bathrooms. Because someone does have to maintain the bathrooms. Mm-hmm,
for sure.
Yeah, I always feel guilty. Like, if I need a Starbucks bathroom, I will always buy something.
Me too. Yeah,
because I feel like I just can't walk in and use the bathroom.
Quid pro quo.
That can't be right.
Tit for tat.
Tit for tat with the bathroom. You buy something, you can use our toilet.
Yeah, I've seen people at Starbucks, like, they'll order a frappuccino
mm-hmm.
and then they'll get like a cake pop.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, all right, well, let me start my day off with 1,200 calories.
Frappuccino and cake pop. Those cake pops do look delicious.
They are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Orange juice, pulp, or no pulp? Where do you stand?
I would go no pulp.
Me too.
But I'm not a juice guy.
No?
No.
Okay.
That's one of the, I believe juice, Paul, is one of those things where people think it's healthy and it's the opposite.
Oh, okay. Too much sugar.
It's a ton of sugar, and you're mm-hmm. getting none of the benefits of eating the actual fruit,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you had an orange, mm-hmm. you're getting the fiber and all that stuff that comes along with an orange.
Okay.
If you're drinking an orange juice, you're getting like 20 oranges, just the sugar part squeezed into a cup and drinking.
Okay.
Terrible. Apple juice, terrible for you.
Mm-hmm. Cranberry juice?
Probably the same. I'm not sure.
I like a cranberry juice at a diner. Yeah.
I never get a juice, but that would be a good one.
I mean, that's good for your pee situation, right?
Your urinary tract.
Yes.
Yeah.
Keeps it healthy.
It's a lubricator.
Right? Sometimes when I'm at a diner and I'm debating between getting, you know, eggs or a burger.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, let me get a soda.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get, you order pancakes and you're drinking a Coke.
Right.
Yeah.
What am I doing with this Coke?
That's pretty gross.
Mm-hmm. My sisters used to drink C&C cola for breakfast.
Oh, okay.
So I guess my parents really looked the other way at times.
Yeah, they're not doing drugs.
No.
So we'll let them have the CNC.
Let them have their CNC cola. Yeah. Like, I would drink a milk.
Yeah.
My dad would drink an orange juice.
Okay.
And my two sisters CNC cola.
Okay.
But we would have those that you wanted me to, well, I wanted to bring this up with, I would eat devil dogs and snack cakes for breakfast when we were kids.
Right.
So we would have, you'd in the morning, you'd go open up the cake drawer And for breakfast, you would have either a devil dog, ring ding, yodel, ho ho, mm-hmm. Susie Q, tasty cupcakes, hostess cupcakes. That was our breakfast.
Wow.
And at least I was having mine with a milk, my sister CNC cola. What the hell was going on in our house?
So they, your dad would have that too?
No, my dad would only have an orange juice.
Okay.
And go to work.
You would have muscles from leftover from the night before the pizza.
Pizza and muscles. Yeah. My mother, I just remember having coffee.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, no, we had the same thing. We'd have a ring ding.
Oh, you would?
Yeah, for sure.
They must have marketed that to our parents as breakfast food. They didn't know better.
As an item. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, usually ShopRite would have some type of deal on a hostess.
Right.
So there'd be times where we would have a ton of.
Yes.
A particular.
Right.
Devil dogs or a tasty cake, peanut butter cake
mm-hmm.
Would be a big item.
Yeah.
We would have. Yeah.
Fruit pies. Well, you ever have those? Like the hostess like fruit pie covered in sugar?
It was too. I know I'd probably like it, but then I did not.
It was too crusty.
No. The whole fruit in it
yeah.
kind of freaked me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd get full berries. Real fruit, Paul.
I'll quickly jump around.
All right.
But like when you see like a meal deal for breakfast
yes.
or like a Dunkin' Donuts or a McDonald's
yeah.
where it's you get two English McMuffins for $2.
Yeah.
Like where are you eating both of those?
Yes. Yeah. Right. They do always do the two breakfast sandwiches. That's
usually
a deal.
When you're doing it, a breakfast item, you're doing it. It's a solo thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right. It's not like a lunch where you'd be like, hey, we'll go to McDonald's. We'll split the
Big Mac deal.
Two Big Macs.
Right.
You're right. You're getting two sausage biscuits.
It's a solitary meal, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It's very strange.
How about when people tell me, well, you've never had a bagel unless it's from New York City.
Yeah, stop.
Shut up.
Stop it.
I could eat a Lender's bagel
yep.
from the frozen section.
100%.
It tastes the same as...
Right. It is dough.
Don't tell me it's, oh, well, you've never had an H&H bagel. I've had an H&H bagel. It's fine. It's not. It's just as good as anything else.
Yep. Well, anytime people are like in Florida or something, I went on a vacation in Florida. Couldn't get a good bagel. Why? They're everywhere.
Oh, you're so sophisticated. Yeah.
Yeah. Your bagel palate.
Right.
You're right.
You know, you're loading it with Philly cream cheese.
Right.
Yeah.
I get a Dunkin' Donuts bagel. Uh-huh. I go to a Einstein bagel.
Right.
Or any of the bagel places in New York. No difference.
No difference. You ever had a bagel with lox?
I did try one with lox. I'm not a huge fan of that.
Yeah, it looks pretty gross.
Never you reminded me though, those we used to get those Lender's bagels and keep them in the freezer.
Put them
at
in
home.
The toaster. Yeah,
and put them in the toaster.
Well, and at the time, toasters were not built to handle bagels.
Yes.
So that we burnt on like one side.
You'd have to get a knife to pull it out.
We would have like a wooden knife.
Right, because you didn't want to get electrocuted.
Right, yeah.
we would always be like, you have to unplug it first.
Right.
Then you can use the knife.
But then you would put, as soon as you got this toasted Lender bagel out, you put butter right on it.
Oh, forget it.
So great.
That was tremendous. Right. It was such a hot toasted bagel.
So you brought up, I was going to bring up English muffins.
Yeah.
Probably not a healthy option, right?
Probably not.
Or a croissant. It's
not a croissant.
Seems like a healthy option.
Yeah.
A muffin.
Mm-hmm.
A corn muffin.
Yeah. I'll try occasionally, I'll fool myself, get a bran muffin, but it's still garbage.
I used to, at work, one of the places I worked at, they had a breakfast club.
Mm-hmm. What was this?
So everyone had to bring in it would be on Fridays.
Okay.
Al, it's your turn to bring in something for 20 of us.
Really?
Yeah. So you would normally get, I don't know, a few dozen donuts or you would get us bagels.
Mm-hmm.
But then some people would make their own items. I brought in a quiche.
I never understood a quiche.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I think it's egg and spinach and crap. It's
right. We're hoping this week it's Paul. He's bringing Lender's bagels with hot butter. We're going to put butter on it.
Do you ever see like sometimes on like when you're driving in the turnpike,
mm-hmm.
it'll say legs and eggs for a strip club?
Really?
Yeah.
legs and eggs.
Do you think those girls are looking good? 6 in the morning.
Breakfast, the strippers, probably not the best, not the number one crew.
Have you had an IKEA bowl?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have had.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. They're very popular down the shore now in the summer.
they're starting to pop up all over the places. They're saying, oh, it's a healthy alternative.
Yeah, I can't imagine that it is, though, because it's like smushed fruit stuff. Like, I think it's, I'm sure it's very high in sugar.
It is.
In a kai bowl. It is. You looked it up?
Yep. How many calories do you think?
Oh, man. 800.
No, 400.
Okay.
But that's not with, because you can add peanut butter to it.
Nutella.
Nutella. Yeah, this is just with honey and granola.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's very tasty.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's not breakfast.
No.
Granola itself is really not healthy for you. Another one of these myths where people think like, oh, granola is good for you. No. Mm-hmm. Very high in sugar.
Okay. Sorry.
What about a black and white? Is that a breakfast? I've had that for breakfast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, even like you're bringing up Dunkin' Donuts, the fact that donuts is considered
a breakfast item.
Yeah, like me eating a Ringding or a Devil Dog, people are like, that's weird.
But that's true.
A donut, if I brought you Dunkin' Donuts, people would be thrilled with that for breakfast.
If someone brought in Munchkins?
Yeah.
Oh great.
Right.
What a hero.
The breakfast hero is here.
How about like gourmet donuts?
Yeah, like a gourmet donut.
Yeah. Like Oreos or has bacon on top of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like the. There's like specialty donut shops now popping up all around. There's a one in Asbury Park called Purple Glaze Donut.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Interesting things.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
How about a Pop-Tart?
Oh, I forgot about the Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Very high in sugar.
Okay, I'm sure.
But I do enjoy a Pop-Tart.
Me too.
Although they seem to be getting really cheapo with the amount of icing they're putting on them.
Okay.
It's almost like just a scrape by instead of like, I feel like they used to have a solid amount of icing.
Okay.
Now it's just like they're half-assing the icing, the swipe by with the icing.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever had a toaster strudel?
Yes.
Yeah.
I went through a long period where I was having toaster strudels.
Now, a toaster strudel, you would put it in, it was like a Pop-Tart, but a bit more flakier.
Mm-hmm.
You'd put it in the toaster. It
had fruit inside of some sort.
Right. Fruit filling.
Fruit filling.
And then afterwards, you would put the icing you would put on yourself.
Which came in a squeeze packet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem was you would have to have that icing last for the rest of the box.
Yes.
And then, but you would end up putting on just one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. You get down to the last one that had no icing.
No ice, and no one would eat it.
Right.
Covered in a freezer burn.
Right. It should have been individual icing packets per toaster strudel.
100%.
That would have been the proper way to do it.
And I haven't had it in years. Maybe they have that now. Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to try a toaster strudel right now.
Me too. How about when people have, or like when your parents made breakfast items for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
That probably meant they ran out of ideas.
Yeah.
Or they had nothing else to make you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know what else to make for dinner. What about pancakes?
We just have eggs in the refrigerator. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We would occasionally have pancakes. Very rare.
Okay. Yeah, so my mom would every once in a while make scrambled eggs with potatoes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Peppers and potatoes.
Yeah, some crap that. And they're like, huh.
Yeah. This is breakfast.
Dad's not doing well at the office.
Did your family ever buy a waffle maker?
Maybe,
That seems like one of those things where you're like, ooh, I make my own waffle.
I use this all the time, yeah.
And then it's impossible to clean. You'd be like, nope.
I think we probably have one in
somewhere in your apartment is a waffle maker in the shape of Mickey Mouse,
right?
Which everyone seems to have.
I'm just looking back here. Mimosa.
Mimosa up.
Yeah,
that's like champagne and orange juice. Mm-hmm. yeah
this weekend coming up is Prince Harry is getting married.
Oh yes.
Yeah. My wife has already planned out, we're waking up early to watch it.
Oh, with mimosas.
I'm gonna have mimosas and she's gonna make breakfast items.
Oh, so you're gonna get the champagne and the orange juice?
Yeah, so okay. That's the only reason I'm waking
up. What day is this on?
Saturday.
Okay.
7 a.m.
All right.
The cover starts at 5 a.m.
At 5?
Yeah.
That's an early day.
Right.
Okay.
But is your girl into that?
She's doing some sort of a race this Saturday, so she's gonna miss that.
Oh, okay.
I, of course, might be watching myself.
By yourself.
Yeah. Just maybe I'll make myself a mimosa.
Yeah. Do you think, like, I see, like, New York City has a lot of unlimited mimosa places.
Yes.
Do you think that's, you'd have a hangover?
Yeah, probably.
With those cheap champagne.
Right, the cheapest champagne imaginable. I always imagine in those places they're barely giving you any champagne in it.
Oh, really?
It's probably mostly orange juice.
I gotcha. How about a Bloody Mary? Ever had that?
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's gross.
Yeah, it is gross.
Vodka and tomato juice?
Yeah, no. Yeah. I don't want tomato juice as a base. Ugh. Sounds disgusting.
All right.
All right. That was the, we're calling this the Serial Killers Podcast. Back to back. See what we did there? Serial spelled C-E-R.
You generic fucks will like that.
If you made it all the way to the end of this.
Exactly.
All right. Take it easy. See y'all.
Bye.